this does happen, right? We see two energies together. We assume they're twins. They end up coming in a different form. A lot of people see two energies together, assume they're going to come as twins, and are very confused when they only get a single energy. And again, it doesn't mean you're wrong. It doesn't mean that you were wrong. It could be that you were seeing a possibility that two souls were going to be twins at a certain point, and they changed their minds. They changed the path. They changed the plan. It could be that these two energies are going to be kind of swapping in and out. This is something I've seen recently of two energies very connected. Mother thought they were twins. One soul comes in. I talked to them after. They said, well, we're still bonded. We're going to be taking turns in the physical body. We're going to be switching. The soul energies are going to be switching throughout this one single energy's life. So I think that there's a lot of intricacies around the twin experience. And I think the best thing we can do is to not get too attached to any specific timelines when it comes to twins or multiples, because there's a lot of moving parts always.
Welcome to the show. My name is Emily Green, otherwise known as Emily the Medium. This show is a space for spiritual seekers to explore all of the topics they're craving to hear more about. We'll cover things like spirit babies, conscious conception, spiritual awakening, the age of Aquarius, developing psychic abilities, 5D consciousness, and so much more. Let's dive in.
All right. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the show. I feel like I need a different, something different to say. I say that every time. I'm going to think of something different. It's getting a little stale for me. How are you? I hope you're having a beautiful day wherever you are in time and space. That's something I always say, but I don't open the episode with it. All right. We'll work on it. Let me know if you have any ideas. I hope you're having a wonderful day. It is mid-April at the time that I'm recording this. It'll be a little bit later in April by the time you're hearing this. And I have an exciting episode for you today. I'm calling this kind of a mix and match episode. I have a bunch of questions that I've been getting lately. I have a few voicemails that you all have been sending in via my voicemail service. If you haven't tried that yet, it's really fun. Even if you don't have a question, if you just have a thought, you have a story to tell, you want to drop me a line and say, hey, if you have some love for the podcast and the kind of content I'm sharing here, you can leave me a voicemail. I would love to hear from you. It's really fun getting to hear all of your voices and hear your stories and to answer your questions. So that's primarily what we're going to be doing today. I got some really good questions via the voicemail service, some good stories. So I'm going to be playing those and then giving my response to some of them. Also have a few questions that came in via Instagram. So I will be answering a few of those questions as well. So it's kind of there's not necessarily a single pointed focus. There are a few themes, but we're just going to be covering some of the things I have been thinking about lately, wanting to cover. And there will be more themed episodes in the future. I am always taking requests. If you have a specific theme of an episode that you'd like me to cover, I love to hear your ideas and your suggestions. Some of the ones that are on my list are adoption and spirit babies, abortion and spirit babies, doing a full episode on that, although I've talked about it here and there. I understand that it's much easier for people to find my perspective on things when I do episodes that are solely dedicated to that thing. So I've been trying to do more of that for you. However, I do want to just say, I haven't mentioned this on the podcast in a while, but most of the foundational pieces of information around a lot of these topics and my perspective around a lot of these topics are in my book. So that is a really great place to start. If you're new to the spirit baby world, you're coming in, you have a lot of questions, you have more questions than answers, start with my book, then start working your way through the podcast, and then follow along on Instagram. I always give opportunities for you all to ask questions and share stories and so on. And we can kind of continue the conversation there. Okay. So we are going to start with our first voicemail that I want to share with you from a wonderful community member. Her name is Rachel. Let's play her message.
Hi, Emily. I had a dream in 2018 about having a baby, and I was standing, and when I had this baby and pulled it up in front of me, it felt very real and realistic. It was very vivid. This baby had prism rainbows dancing all around it. And then I looked at my arms, and I did as well, but the babies were larger prism rainbows, and it was absolutely beautiful, and it felt very deep. And it felt like a dream that was more of a message dream, something I was experiencing, not something my mind was making up. I'm wondering, as a 41-year-old woman who would love to have a family and a partner, but does not have and has not met her person yet, could this be my spirit baby visiting me? I've had some other dreams the last year of nursing children, so I would love if you could please help me with this. I would love to connect with my spirit baby. I appreciate you and your podcast. Thank you so much.
All right. This brings in so many different threads of things that I think are important to talk about. So thank you, Rachel, for taking the time to send in your experience. So first of all, I want to just touch on the dream element. And Rachel brought up a really good point of, you know, she was able to discern the difference between a message. She called it a message dream. I would call it a visitation dream, but the two really mean the same thing. And the difference between something that her mind was making up. And that is very important because there is an energetic feeling difference between a dream that is maybe coming from the subconscious, coming from our subconscious desire versus a true visitation dream. And that can be from any kind of being or spirit, etc. So that could be from a spirit baby. It could be from the energy of an ancestor who's passed. It could be from a guide, a teacher, a wisdom keeper, a past life version of ourselves, and so on and so on. So it was very clear, obviously, to Rachel that this was a true experience. She said it felt very deep. There was this rainbow prism symbology in the dream. I could picture it as she was describing it. Very beautiful, very deep. And so I think for many people, when they have an experience like that, specifically a dream, and you wake up and feels so real, and you really feel that love for that child that you saw, your child, the energy of your child, because that really is them, right? That really is a portion, a piece of their energy taking the time while you're sleeping to come and exchange energy with you, to come visit you, to come encourage you, to come let you know that they're there, to introduce you to their presence. So sometimes I'll see with dreams, when dreams come in, she said this dream was in 2018, we're in 2024 now. So obviously a period of time has passed since she had that dream. And I think that sometimes when people have dreams about their spirit babies, certainly it can mean that conception is imminent. Some people have that experience where they have the dream and then shortly after they conceive. However, I think it can sometimes be harder for people who have such a long period of time in between the dream presentation and their current reality, especially if you're somebody who's waiting to still meet your partner. And one thing that I'll say is that sometimes when that happens, that is evidence of a spirit baby strongly making a energetic connection to you. We could call it around the time that they chose you. That's around the time that their conception solidified. They made the decision to come to Earth. There's a lot of different variables and things that could be. But it could have just been, this was the spirit baby kind of really fully coming into your energy and to your awareness. Now, I know it is hard, like I said, that when we have that experience and then in Earth time, it can feel like, oh my gosh, I'm still waiting. I'm waiting for the partner. You know, maybe I feel in my perception that I'm running out of time and so on. So my suggestion, couple thoughts and / suggestions here is that this child is obviously, you're obviously connected and bonded with this child. The dreams have continued. You've had dreams continued of, you know, nursing children and so on. Those are the same thing. Those are visitation dreams, message dreams. We talk a little bit in this community around how our spirit babies can absolutely support us in bringing our partner in and bringing their ideal parent or father or other parent in. And that is true. They absolutely can. And we also have to understand that there is an intricate timing that is included in this process. So not only are we balancing our own desire, you know, our own desire to have a children, we feel this connection with the energy of this child, we also have to consider the energy of the child's timing and what they are looking for, hoping for, when they are hoping to come onto the planet. And then we also have to consider the energy of our partner's timing as well, right? And I think that for some people, when they're at this place in time and space, similar to how Rachel is, where Rachel is at, is that there comes the question of, do I wait, you know, and wait for this partner to come in? Or do I pursue doing this on my own? And what I have seen actually is sometimes all it takes to move the timeline along is to pursue the alternate option. So for example, if we've been waiting for the partner to come into our world, and we're like, you know what, I'm interested in potentially not waiting anymore, and I'd like to do this, even if I'm not completely thrilled about the idea of doing it on my own, I'm going to explore the possibilities. And I've had clients who have gone to a sperm donor or an egg donor, and the second that they do that, you know, a couple of weeks later, they meet the partner, right? So I think sometimes exploring alternate possibilities can actually move the timeline along if it's not meant to go in a certain direction. I also have seen people who maybe they initially weren't thrilled about the idea of doing it on their own, but then they pursue it, they look into it, and as they pursue it, they actually fall in love with the idea of doing it on their own and bringing a child into the world. You know, now I also think, again, this hinges on, is your spirit baby's communication kind of amping up? Are you really feeling their urgency and so on and so forth? Are you getting these messages that perhaps it's time to move things forward, even if it's not in the way that you thought you were going to do it? So these are just a couple thoughts, a couple suggestions that I'm thinking of. My suggestion, especially if Rachel is kind of feeling this pull, this urgency, this kind of like, I really am wanting to make this happen. I'm holding the space for this to happen. I'm waiting for the partner to come in, is to also know that something that I'm observing is that post-eclipse, so post the eclipses that we had in March and April 2024, what I'm noticing is that a lot of timelines have been shifting and opening. So old people, partners are kind of being eclipsed out. You know, we're having a lot of partnership breakups and divorces happening right now. And new contracts and new things are opening up. You know, so if there is a partner that wasn't ideal for a spirit baby or for us, they're being moved out and new people are being moved in. So I also do just want to say to anybody out there who's having this experience, and also to Rachel, who's currently having this experience, is to just wait and see also what happens in the next 6 months. I feel that it's going to be very transformative for people who are not only waiting to connect more and welcome their spirit babies onto the planet, but also for people who are awaiting their partner to come in. I feel that the next 6 months, maybe even extending that out to the next 8 months, is going to be incredibly transformative. I feel that there's going to be a lot of partners very quickly coming in for people, and all of the pieces kind of coming together very quickly, surrounding relationships and then leading to eventually conception of spirit babies. I feel that things are accelerating in that regard, and old things are being eclipsed out so that more aligned things can be eclipsed in. And I think that that specifically applies to relationships and how that relates to spirit babies conception and earth timing, et cetera. But I think that that's also just other things as well in the earth plane right now. There's going to be a real period of acceleration is what I feel. So I'm excited to see what comes of that. I hope that my thoughts on this supported Rachel and anybody else who's out there who are experiencing similar things. All right, moving on. So actually, speaking about relationships, since we're on this topic, I had a DM from somebody. I'm going to keep them anonymous because this is a slightly sensitive situation, a couple weeks ago, that brought up a topic that I think could be valuable to share with all of you. So this person said, I don't think I'm going to be able to find the message. I can't remember what their name was, but this person was telling me how they were in a marriage and had been trying to conceive in that marriage unsuccessfully. And her husband, not necessarily due to the conception journey, but for other reasons, had been going through a rough patch and were considering ending their partnership and took a break from their partnership. And during that break from partnership, she met somebody else and began a relationship with this person. And she said that in her marriage previously, all of the other times that she had tried to connect her spirit babies was basically radio silence. Nothing would happen when she would try and connect when she was in the marriage with her husband at the time. And she said the second that she met this person, this relationship outside of her marriage, and began the relationship with him, that all of a sudden she started feeling a spirit baby around her very strong. She started having all kinds of dreams and all sorts of spirit baby experiences. And she felt very connected to the energy of this soul. And she said that was very present for her for a period of time. She eventually decided to leave that relationship and to return to her husband and return to her marriage to try and work things out. And she said that the second that she made the decision to do so, all of that communication with the spirit baby that she was feeling before completely stopped. Okay, so this brings in a really interesting question of that often in reading, spirit babies will tell me and to tell their parents the exact moment that a spirit baby came around a couple, right? So they came around not just the individual, such as the mother or the father, but a couple, and basically chose the two of them as parents. And what's interesting is that it's not always necessarily at the moment that they meet, although often it sometimes is, right? So I'll say, you know, the spirit babies are saying that they came around mom when she was, you know, 23 and dad when he was 26. And the spirit and the parents will say, well, that's the ages that we were when we met, right? And so that will happen. I'll see that a lot. But basically what's happening here in this situation is that when this person, this woman, met this other person outside of her marriage, even though she was open to conception, it was very possible that in the marriage with her husband, there wasn't necessarily a spirit baby lined up to come through her and her husband. However, when she met this other person, all of a sudden the floodgates opened and she found this really beautiful connection with the energy of the spirit baby. And then when she exited that relationship, it went away again. So what I'm getting to here and getting at is that sometimes in certain relationships, if a spirit baby wants to come through a specific set of partners, then they will be very present, lots of communication, and so on. Sometimes if they're not meant to come through a specific set of partners, there won't be any communication. Now, this doesn't mean that if you are in a partnership and you're having a hard time communicating with your spirit babies, that you don't have one or you're not meant to be with that partner. It just is illustrating the concept of how when the timing is right, the person is right, and the energy is right, a spirit baby contract and a spirit baby kind of cord and an opportunity for them to come in opens up. So just something also to think about. If you've ever had this experience, I would definitely love to hear from you. All right, let's move on to our next voicemail. This is actually a series here, so I'll play them all back to back for you.
Hey, Emily, my name is Carissa, and I had left a comment on one of your recent posts on Instagram that you had set up for the spirit baby naming. And you had responded that my situation was briefly touched on in the podcast, which I listened to today. And though all the stories were really great, I still am like always so curious about my situation. So my comment was, when I was pregnant with my son, he's 4 years old now. So, but I think about this often. I don't question what we name him. I feel like it's pretty fitting, but I do feel like in the back of my head, I'm curious as why I was hearing every time I walked by his nursery, a different name. So my husband and I, even before we conceived, my son had a list of 4 or 5 names that we like. I like a little bit more fun names. He likes a little bit more traditional. So we knew it was going to be tough. So we had started names. We had about 4 or 5 names set up. I put them on the fridge. We said we were just going to like marinate in those names. And then all of a sudden, my husband went to Walmart one day and heard some man and then yelling for his kid to get in the truck. And the name was Hudson. Funny enough, I had bought a baby name book that day at Barnes & Noble. And one of the names I found that wasn't on our list, I circled, was Hudson. So when he came home and told me, I was like, we both liked it. And I said, we'll see how we feel when we meet him in the hospital. But it was our top name. Keep in mind, I didn't know what I know now about spirit babies and naming your spirit babies. And I wish I had known then a lot of what I've learned from you now. But I would have maybe taken things more into consideration, but every time, starting really early on in pregnancy, I'd walk by his nursery and I'd hear in my head, his name is Miles. His name is Miles. And though I didn't really like the name Miles, I'm constantly like, was I supposed to name my son Miles? I've asked my son, even when he was really little, like, what do you think about the name Miles, to see if he had any sort of reaction, and he never did. And if you ask him, he likes his name. So I'm not sure it's of high importance, but I know it confused me a lot when I was pregnant. So I was wondering if maybe you got a chance to share my story on the podcast, and you can even use real names if you'd like. I don't mind. But just food for thought in case anybody else is going through it too. I'm also trying to come up with a name for my future, hopefully future baby. I am hopefully trying to conceive here soon. And I believe she's a girl, conceiving hopefully a girl, I believe it will be. And so I've already just been feeling names and trying to communicate with Spirit Baby about names. And funny enough, there's been two instances more recently, like in the last week, where I was thinking about you and things you have said about Spirit Baby names and how to connect to that and everything. And both times that I was thinking about you, a song, an old song by Selena Gomez, comes on in the car and has the word melody in it. And melody is one of the names that I have been thinking on. So I was like, oh, wow, is this a sign? Because both times I was thinking about you and your Spirit Baby guidance, that song came on in the car. And I haven't heard that song in ages. And just knowing that I love that song and the word melody is in it, I'm like, am I supposed to be taking this as some sort of sign, you know? But anyway, I just thought I'd share those two little things. Maybe if you'd like to share them in the podcast or have any insight for me. But I love Spirit Baby naming stuff. It's great. So thank you.
All right. Great story here. A lot of different places that we could take this. So thanks to Carissa for taking the time to send in her story and her experience. Let's start with the naming of her son. So the way that I interpret this personally is, so it sounds like, you know, Chris and her partner were doing as many parents do. They're mulling over names, looking through baby name books, staying open, writing a few names down on the fridge, kind of playing with them, seeing how they fit, seeing how they feel. And then her husband has an experience where he hears this name while he's out in the world, Hudson, brings it back. And I don't know the specifics of the situation, but it seems like from that moment, they were pretty clear that they were going to name their son Hudson. Now, what I would be curious to know, I don't think Carissa specified this in her voicemail, but I would be curious to know what the order of events was. Did the name Hudson come in first when her husband heard it out in the world? Or did she hear the voice in her head saying his name is Miles after that happened? I'd be curious the order of events because I think that's important. But nonetheless, my personal perspective on this is that the soul of her son wanted the name Miles. And, you know, you can tell by when a spirit baby communicates, I actually think in this situation that it was a spirit guide of her son's that was communicating to Carissa the name that this soul wanted, because I think that this spirit guide energy was able to get through to Carissa a little bit easier than perhaps her son could. That's my perspective. And that's why it was in the third person saying his name is Miles rather than my name is Miles, because a lot of spirit babies, when they're communicating directly, would say, my name is Miles, or I'm Miles. That's what a lot of them will say. They'll either use my or I'm when they're referring to themselves. If it's something else, then it's usually coming from some sort of guide or teacher who is supporting that child through their earth incarnation and knows that it's important for them to have a specific name. Now, obviously, this isn't the name that this family went with to name their child, which is okay, right? I think that this is a thing that we have to understand, is that there are often multiple names that are going to be a good fit. There's usually one that is the most perfect fit for an energy as they're preparing to come into their life, even if that isn't clear within the first handful of years of their life. Like, this is sometimes a name that's going to be maybe more important for them as they grow and as they get older. So I think that could explain why your son didn't necessarily have a reaction to that name when you asked him about it. I think this is definitely something just to keep kind of in the back of your mind as he gets older. And I actually have a cool story that I want to share about this, about a mom changing the name of her child, that I'm going to read here just to sort of contextualize this a little bit. So I'm going to read this. This is from a comment on one of my Instagram reels. This mother said, our son changed his name when he was 3 after him overhearing a conversation about his sister's other name. We were speaking about how we were glad we went with the one we did because it fit her so well, and her son asked what his other name was. I had always felt that he was Shepherd, but due to bad family reactions, we named him Ledger. He never responded to it. He never called himself that, but that was his name, so of course, we never considered changing it. Once we told him his other name was Shepherd, he said, "That's who I am. I'm Shepherd." And he's been Shepherd ever since. That night, he slept in his big boy bed for the first time. His strange anxiety went away completely. His confidence skyrocketed tremendously, literally overnight. He's 7 now. We are extraordinarily intentional with our other children's names and have been given beautiful confirmations before their births, and they are truly the embodiment of their names. So I think this is a good example of like how the conversation of other names could come up with your children, how you could bring that in a really beautiful way. I think sometimes a direct, I don't want to say confrontation, but like being like, do you like the name Miles or would you rather have the name Miles? I think sometimes for children that can be a little bit confusing. I think sometimes it's easier for them to feel into if that's what they would want their name to be. It's a bit more organic. Now, I understand that like this person said in this comment, that was his name. We never considered changing it, right? I think there's a lot of strange energy perhaps for some people around like, oh my gosh, you can't change his name. That's his name. You know, that's how we relate to him as. And I think a lot of people mentally grapple with that. Ultimately, my personal feeling is that Hudson still fits him fine. I think it certainly fits him fine. For some reason, though, maybe for a reason that you can't understand right now, his soul or the energy that is guiding him into life, such as a spirit guide, wanted him to have the name Miles. And that would have been perhaps that soul's first pick. Now, ultimately, of course, as parents, we have free will. And so we can hear that. And we can, you know, decide not to go in that direction. But I think that things always work themselves out. And so I've shared about stories like this on the podcast before, where children later in life, they change their name, they take on a new nickname, they create a different name online and this sort of thing. And that can kind of help or support with that as well. So I don't think that the wrong choice was made. I think it's more just a matter of this is probably the name Miles is probably the name that this soul wanted for whatever reason. And it didn't end up that way. And that's okay. But my suggestion would just be to keep very aware and conscious throughout his life about this situation that we're talking about here and letting him in on the conversation in a really organic way whenever you feel the time is right. Now, in regards to Chris's second question around the names that are kind of little signs that she's getting for names of a child that is perhaps on her way in, what I would say is what I covered in my other episode is that we can have these little clues, these little signs, which are very beautiful. I love how she shared about the song. She was thinking about me, and then the song came in with a name in the song or a word in the song that relates to a name she's considering. Right, we get these little clues, and I think those are definitely important. We should absolutely pay attention to those. Again, like I said in my last name episode, I think it's also important to keep our minds open until conception, maybe even more so as we're moving throughout the pregnancy. Again, I would really love to know the timeline with your son, Carissa, like when things kind of unfolded and how many months pregnant you were when you were walking by the nursery, because I think that could be really good context. But all in all, thanks for sharing your story and hope this extra little bit of information helped in your understanding of this experience. All right, let's move on to our next question.
Hi, Emily. Okay, my question for you is around the death of my newborn in August 2022. So we had 2 children and I thought I was done having kids. But ironically, when I was pregnant with my second in 2014 and 2015. I gave birth to her in April of 2015. I was given a boy name and then I had her and I thought I was done having kids.
I'm just going to quickly pause on this story because I really want to just put an exclamation point on what this a community member, her name is Joy, what she mentioned here, which is can be really confusing for some people when they are pregnant with a specific energy and perhaps they don't know the sex of that child. And they get, so let's say in this example, Joy was pregnant with her daughter, but during that time, she got a boy name that came into her consciousness very strongly. And then she wound up having her daughter. And I'm sure she was confused as to, oh, I thought that I was going to use this boy name for this child that was about to be born. So I just want to say that I often see this, that the next energy in line, so the next spirit baby following a sibling, will actually come in and make that kind of conception bond really strongly around the time that the mother is present with that next child sibling. So I just want to say that. And then we'll continue listening to her story here.
And so I wasn't sure what that name was, but for years we would use that third name that we had that was a boy name. Whenever we would read books to our kids and swap out the names, we would include that third name. Well, fast forward, and I became open to having more kids and just really felt like I was called to have another one. We got pregnant in November of 2021, and we found out.
Hey, another pause, because this is just such a great story. It's illustrating so many different concepts that I want to highlight on. So again, this was a person who was not open to having other children. She thought she was done after this pregnancy with her daughter. This, her son probably knew that, and he knew that he was going to have a small window of time to kind of make her aware of his presence and to kind of keep her mind and heart open to more children. So this is pointing to the innate intelligence of these souls and how much they're able to see and know. Okay, moving on.
Now, it was a boy at like 9 weeks, and immediately I knew his name because I knew it was the name that I had been given years ago. So when he was born in August of 2022, we gave him that name. He ended up contracting group B strep during labor and delivery and died 21 hours later. Our practitioner completely missed it. So we didn't even know he was sick. He just didn't wake up the next morning. It was extremely traumatic. So we were open to having another one after he passed away. And it took about a year and a few months before we conceived again. And we conceived. And I'm currently 18 weeks pregnant. We do not know the gender. I'm feeling it's a boy, but we don't know the gender. And I have struggled with deciding if we reuse the name that was given to me or if we use a new one. There's a part of me that has felt like that name was supposed to be in our family and it was supposed to be used. And I can totally let go of what other people would think and name that name again. But I've also really seen and had signs for a new name. And so I'm struggling to know which one is appropriate. And also, if this is indeed the same soul and if that preference for the name comes with the same soul. So that's my question for you.
Yeah, my goodness, such a great question and so many different facets here. First of all, just sending so much love to this mother and this family in this journey of loss and grief. And for anybody who's listening who has experienced a similar thing, I think that pregnancy again after loss of any kind is a very unique kind of joy and grief and healing that it can present and bring up. So just really feeling so much love to this mother and the soul of her son, who was here for a short time, but has clearly made such a beautiful impact on her and her family. So I've worked with this a few times with my clients where they have an energy come in. They are communicated with a very specific name. They name their child that name inevitably, or in that specific situation, that child passes away. And then when they conceive again, specifically if it's the same sex of child, there is this question of, well, if it's the same soul, wouldn't I just use the same name? And I think that it brings up a lot of interesting questions. And the clients that I've worked with through this, I think it can be really confusing for them, because although we can in our heart and spiritually understand that there's a chance that a same soul can return to us, I think that that doesn't take away from the physical grief and loss that we've experienced and how our human mind and our, you know, trauma kind of response to that chooses to process those experiences. And so I don't think it's easy any way you slice it. I think it can feel really confusing for a lot of people navigating this experience.
What I have seen other people do in this situation is if they feel that the name is very important and they're trying to decide between using it again in a future child or not, I have seen people use the name if they want it to be a part of the name. I've seen them use it as a middle name. I've seen them use kind of like shorten it or change it slightly, change the spelling slightly and use it as a middle name. That way it's still a part of that soul's kind of name. It's a part of the history of the family. They're connected to that other body that they potentially came into if it was the same soul. So I've seen that, and I've seen that be a really beautiful way to incorporate that name. My personal feeling though in this situation is that that name was meant to be for that little boy, that son, that body of that beautiful, beautiful angel energy who was here for a very short time. And my personal feeling is that it's meant to, that name is meant to stay connected to that experience solely. However, I do think it could be really beautiful, again, like I said, to carry that forward in some form in a middle name or woven into the next name in some way, shape, or form. My personal feeling on this, my read on this, just as I'm tuning in, is that it is not the same soul at this moment in time. So that may, you know, that's my personal feeling. Of course, I trust this mother's experience and her feelings as well. But it brings up a really good conversation. I think also I heard her say that she's getting now signs for a new name. I think the reason that she's maybe, you know, feeling this again, it could be this, the soul of this boy coming in, if this is not the same soul, to support his siblings' passage to earth, making himself and his presence known by showing her his name, bringing his name into her awareness, and then also bringing this new name into the awareness. So anyway, just a few things to think about. Would love to hear if anybody else is also having this experience or had this experience and what you did about it. And maybe we can continue the conversation around this. Thanks for asking, Joy. Interrupting this episode very quickly to tell you about an event I have coming up on May 23rd at 6 p.m. Eastern. It is called The Conception Portal, and this is a group spirit baby reading. Different from the events I've done in the past called Super Conscious Conception events, which were primarily an opportunity for you to deeply connect with yourself, your body, the energy of your children, and an energy healing event. This event will actually be me tuning in to the group field of all of the spirit babies present and delivering their messages, both collective and specific. And hint, hint, I may even be doing a few one-to-one mini readings on this call, on this group reading. I've never done anything like this before. I'm very excited for it. And I don't know if I'll do it again. We'll see how I like it. So I only have 100 tickets available. I am already 60% sold out and we are more than a month away. So I highly recommend you get your ticket ASAP if this is something you're interested in. We'll be doing a group spirit baby reading. We will be doing a little bit of energy healing. I'll be answering some questions and doing some one-on-one mini readings. It's going to be an amazing experience. Not to mention, we're doing it underneath the full moon in Sagittarius, which is a beautiful moon. So I hope to see you there. I will have the link for tickets in the show notes. All right, moving on.
Hi, Emily. Hope you are doing well. So ever since I was a little girl, I used to tell myself that I wanted to be a twin mom. I never thought in my dreams that it would actually come true because I am now a mom of twins and they came by surprise without any medical intervention. I want to learn about the twin incarnation, and I'm also curious about the birth trauma because I was having perfect pregnancy and I carried them for 40 weeks and everything was fine up until the birth. It didn't go as planned and I still have birth trauma about it, and I'm sure one of my twin probably feel it as well. If you can share anything about this, I would be greatly appreciated. Thank you so much, Emily.
All right. Great question. We're going to talk about twins for a little bit before we close this episode. So first thing I'll say just on the birth trauma piece, unfortunately, the way that our system is set up especially in North America, but I think this probably could extend all over the world, when it comes to twins or multiples, is not great. Unfortunately, the transition into life for a lot of twins or multiples ends up being quite abrupt or traumatic for both the energies, the children, but also the mothers and the families, unfortunately. So I don't know the specifics around this mother's birth trauma experience, but there's a lot of different reasons why that could have happened and why that experience happened. I won't get into that now. All I can say is that there is healing available for both mom and baby's birth trauma, no matter how long after the birth we are talking here. I know a lot of beautiful people doing a lot of amazing work surrounding children and birth trauma, such as Jenny Harrison. I know that it's becoming more and more common as we are in this time in place of, you know, I think the percentage I read the other day is that 70% of first-time moms would describe their birth as traumatic, which is horrifying. And I have a lot of thoughts on that, but we won't go into it today. But there are more and more people offering birth trauma processing sessions and birth processing sessions, I think, in response to that staggering statistic. So it's just something to consider for both yourself and your children. It's really never too late to create a space of healing for yourself surrounding your birth experience and for your children physically and energetically surrounding their birth experience as well. So that's the first thing I'll say. You know, as far as the twin incarnation, I do discuss this at length in my book. I talk about twins, the different types of soul contracts between twins. As I always say, having a twin incarnation is a very specific incarnation. We have experiential twins and deal breaker twins. So highly recommend checking it out. There are two different, as at my present knowledge, there are a handful of different twin contract incarnation bonds. And it can be really interesting if you have twins or if you are a twin to sort of feel into what kind of bond you think that you had with your twin before they came in. I know a lot of people right now are more of the deal breaker twin dynamic, which is when we come in with another soul, a twin comes in with another soul for moral support. And they literally are like bringing a friend to help them and support them on their earth journey. And sometimes that looks like, you know, one soul who is very excited and eager and wants to come have an earth experience. Maybe the other one isn't, but they're going to come along with their friend, their soul family member in order to support them in their mission. So I do talk about it at length in my book, but what I would like to touch on from this woman's story, her name is Nookie, is that she felt from the time that she was a child that she was going to be a twin mom. So this is a great example of when a spirit baby initiates the conception bond with a parent or with a mother. It's not always the mother who they initiate the conception bond with. I'm going to be sharing more about spirit babies initiating conception bonds with fathers in future episodes, but it's more than likely that the reason that this mother was feeling that since she was a child is because that conception bond was created very early, or potentially even she was having a soul memory as a child that she made a contract with these two souls who were going to be twins. And so that's where that knowing came from, is from the knowledge that she made this, she had this understanding that she was going to bring twins in, that these two souls were already decided even before she was born. It could have also been that she, again, that those spirit babies initiated that conception bond around the time that she was young. And she always just had this intuitive knowing that she would have twins, right? If anybody else has had that experience, I would love to hear. So anyway, thanks to Nookie for sending in her experience. I want to read you another message I got, or question I got about twins. All right, this is from someone on Instagram called Amelia Ann. She says, twin energy question. During early pregnancy, I was getting a ton of twin energy and still am getting some signs, even though I know I'm having a singleton. I felt that my baby boy was deeply connected to a girl spirit. I even had family say that they had dreams of my baby boy being with a baby girl. My niece was born on March 4th, and my baby is due in October 2024. They're 6 months apart. Is it possible that they are twin flames, or they were connected, which is why they were sending this energy? If they were deeply connected, would that be a reason to send a twin energy in regard to them, even though they're cousins? Oh, this is such a great question. So I think that that's the thing. When we have any sort of intuitive understanding of our child being with another soul,
it can be very easy to automatically jump to the assumption that they're going to have a twin incarnation. I can definitely say that that's not always the case. Obviously, as always, there's so many different variables of what this can be. My read on it is that the girl energy who was present with your son before conception, or, you know, even early conception, is that cousin, that soul, that other soul, that is the soul that he was presenting himself with, and that they will be deeply connected, deeply bonded, even if they didn't come in as a twin incarnation, right? I think that that's the thing we can misunderstand. We see two souls really close together and we go, oh, they're twins. But that's not always the case. Sometimes they take a different route, right? So they come into another body, whether that's a family member or a friend, around the same time, about 6 months apart. I would be very much looking for this community member. I would be looking for synchronicities between his cousin's date and your baby boy's date in October 2024 in terms of date, time, similar circumstances. I would be looking for similarities. So that's like something we can do. Of course, I'd also be looking when they're able to be together. I would also be looking for kind of a sensation of soul connection, how they respond to each other, react to each other. That's all things I would be looking for. But yeah, this does happen, right? We see two energies together. We assume they're twins. They end up coming in a different form. Also, a lot of people see two energies together, assume they're going to come as twins, and are very confused when they only get a single energy. It happens so much to people I talk to. And again, it doesn't mean you're wrong. It doesn't mean that you were wrong. It could be that you were seeing a possibility that two souls were going to be twins at a certain point, and they changed their minds, they changed the path, they changed the plan. It could be that these two energies are going to be kind of swapping in and out. This is something I've seen recently, of two energies very connected. Mother thought they were twins. One soul comes in. I talked to them after. They said, well, we're still bonded. We're going to be taking turns in the physical body. We're going to be switching. The soul energies are going to be switching throughout this one single energy's life. So that's kind of a little further out there, but it does happen. So I think that there's a lot of intricacies around the twin experience. And I think the best thing we can do is to not get too attached to any specific timelines when it comes to twins or multiples, because there's a lot of moving parts always. Okay, so that's how I would answer that question. Thanks to everybody who sent in a question or sent in a voicemail. I had a lot of fun playing those and answering your questions. I would really like to do another episode like this in the future. I hope you liked it. So yeah, would love to hear your thoughts or reflections, questions from this episode. We'll do another episode like this in the future. The link to leave me a voicemail is in the show notes. Please go do that. And you may have the chance to ask me a question and I will answer it live on the podcast. All right, everybody, have a beautiful day. Thanks for listening. Talk with you soon.